Joe, Robin Mitchell, and John Hendricks putting out the welcome mat for Northwest Montana Veteran Stands Down, Cinnamon Davis.
Hi, Cinnamon.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. Well, I see it's that time again, the annual Libby Stand Down.
Yes. Yep. For 23 times now. 23.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's not just amazing that it's lasted this long, but amazing to me that you're able to get the veterans coming down out of the hills and coming into Libby and getting some provisions.
Yeah, and it's a great time for them to visit and have camaraderie with each other. And so it's always fun and to watch them, and we have a big meal. And so when they're sitting and eating lunch and everything, you see them telling war stories, and it's always a great time. Or you'll see them out in line lined up, and they're just telling all these wonderful war stories. And
wow.
To me, that's like my best part.
You know, and I always think Vietnam veterans, because that's my age, but do you have all different age groups too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, from all the wars. So sometimes we even have guys that come from the Korea War still. So
Yeah, those guys are getting pretty old now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Vietnam era is getting pretty old now, too.
Yeah.
We're mostly in our 70s. Some are approaching our 90s.
Yeah.
But what about, you know, like Afghan and Iraq war veterans?
They are coming out now. Yeah. Right. So, yeah, they all need different services, and they all need camaraderie. And they all need to visit with each other. And, you know, that's how we're not going to have what happened to Vietnam happen again, is we need to support the young ones as they come back. And this is a way to support them emotionally and in other ways, and to let them know that we care. And that's like our big thing, is to come out. We want to thank you, and we want to help you to get into the system and get the services you need, and there'll be benefits there. So they can talk to people about benefits. If they don't have an ID card yet, they can come and get their ID card. And so it's always a really good thing.
Yeah, they got a pretty nifty ID card now for the VA. And they also have it all set up on your phone now. So you can just, you know, wave your phone across the screen and you're in.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And another thing they've got too, which is really coming together, is the online. My VA, let's see, myvet.org, I believe is what it is. That's no
My Healthy Vet?
Myhealthvet.com, yeah.
Yeah.
And that one has got just about everything you can want, including your records and all kinds of stuff. So you can make appointments, you can order prescriptions. It's really gotten really sophisticated. But, of course, if you're not connected to it, I had a little trouble getting into the whole thing, because you got to have, as you can imagine, your ID has got to be really secure. So they have this thing called ID Me.
Uh-huh.
And it's really effective once you're into it. But boy, I tell you, you got to jump through a few hoops to, you know, to get cleared by ID Me. But once you have it, man, you're in.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It really is. It's terrific. But I would imagine a lot of veterans, particularly those that are living out, probably need a little bit of help setting up on that.
Yeah, I think all of us need help, and then they'll change that. It's computers, so they'll change your password every now and then, and so we all need help, and that's one thing. We'll have resource providers there that can help talk them through those different things.
I was in a loop the other day on one where it was I just couldn't get out of it other than just turning the computer off. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It said, enter this. Well, I didn't have it to enter, but there was no way to get back, to get your password changed or anything. That's frustrating. That frustrates all of us. Now, as far as veterans go, might there be some who were isolated during the COVID thing that it affected that you'd like to invite back?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. We want all of our veterans to come out. Our biggest year we ever had was in year 2000. We actually had 2,000 veterans that came through. Mm-hmm. And so we take names and we keep track of that kind of stuff. So I challenge all my veterans. This year is 2023. I would like to see 2023 veterans come through the line this year.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, so, we always have Spokane VA. They come with their big medical bus. And for 23 years, we've been trying to get Montana VA to come out. So Montana VA is going to be there also.
Terrific.
So veterans that are part of the Montana VA, come and meet your service providers that are going to come And I haven't got a total clarification of who all the VA is bringing, but I do know our hairdresser is going to be there, so you can get a free haircut.
How about some clothing and things like that?
So we have surplus military for the veterans, and then outside we always take civilian clothing so the families can get some clothing if they need that too, because here at our Veterans Food Pantry, we have the thrift store for everybody in the community. So we set aside a certain amount of clothing, and then we'll take big semi trucks and haul everything over there from here. So it's a great outreach for the whole family. And so the veteran gets their services, but then the family can get some clothing too if they need that. So get them prepared for winter.
All right. So let's talk about where, when, and all that stuff.
So it's going to be September 30th and October 1st, which is a Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday, September 30th, so not this Saturday, but the next Saturday, it's going to be from 9 to 4. And on Sunday, we're there from 9 to 2. If supplies run out, we might load up a little bit early, but we're there till 2 o'clock. So come on over, and it will be at the memorial. It's called the Libby Memorial Event Center in Libby, Montana. And the way I tell everybody is when you're driving on the highway and you see the big old school with a car sticking out of it on your right, go around the block and it's in that big building. That's where the Memorial Event Center
is. Okay. All right. Got to ask you, how's the old man?
He's doing good.
Yeah,
he's going out to camp. He's out there usually from Wednesday until Sunday. So he just got went to the ladies had a quilt exhibit over last weekend, and he got a quilt of valor wrapped up.
Terrific.
The ladies wrapped him up in one, and it was just beautiful.
And that's great here. Yeah, Ellen Erickson, a great guy, and Cinnamon, thank you for taking over. We really appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much.